On September 24th, 2014, my neighbor called to tell me she had a northern bob white in her front yard. I quickly took a bazillion close-up photos and entered the bird in eBird, which accepted my report but does not include it in my official eBird list totals. It's asterisked as an exotic escapee. My old field guides show southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan at the northern edge of the range of bob white. I saw a lot of them when I was a new birder in southern Michigan and Wisconsin, but the species was already dangerously declining throughout its range. The fact that Minnesota is outside the natural range of bob whites, our winters too severe for the southeastern species, is almost certainly the primary reason they have never maintained a self-sustaining population here. Based on careful research by T.S. Roberts, bob whites were not known to be in Minnesota at all during pre-European settlement times. In the 1840s, some were released around Fort Snelling but quickly disappeared. In the 1880s and 1890s, some started appearing in southern Minnesota, but it's not known whether these were genuinely wild Iowa birds expanding their range as agriculture made grains more available, or whether they were introduced birds. In 2004, the Minnesota Ornithologists Union justifiably declared the bob white extirpated from the state. But in my opinion, unjustifiably, they no longer accept reports of it anywhere in the state, including where it formerly ranged. It's quite reasonable to consider the bird I saw in Duluth uncountable. My bird was certainly an exotic escapee from a nearby game farm or retriever training club. Yet, oddly enough, MOU does allow people way up here in St. Louis County to both report and count on their state lists ring-necked pheasants, even though, one, they're not native anywhere in the United States, two, they're popular game farm birds that often escape and to this day are still released intentionally here and there in Minnesota, and three, they have never historically had a self-sustaining population in the forested northeastern part of Minnesota. T.S. Roberts wrote in 1932 about pheasants, "Their continued existence in the northern counties will probably depend upon frequent restocking." And the Minnesota Breeding Bird Atlas information about pheasants notes, "Scattered breeding records and detections have been reported sporadically in many northern regions of the state, but most or many could be birds released from game farms or by individuals. In recent years, I've seen them a few times in the Saxon Bog. The MOU has no trouble accepting those sightings, though it seems highly improbable that the pheasants found their way to the bog on their own. They must have arrived via game farms or releases, the same as my Peabody Street bob white." Quails Forever and the National Bob White Conservation Initiative are focusing a lot of resources on this beloved game bird, so it's very likely that bob white numbers will start growing in neighboring states and work their way back to Minnesota. As climate change softens the effects of Minnesota winters, bob whites could well become genuinely established in the state. The listing part of birding is not very important to me, so I don't care how illogical it is for ring-necked pheasants to be on my state and county lists while bob whites are not. eBird defers to state records committees in deciding which birds are countable, but eBird serves scientific as well as hobbyist goals, so they welcome reports of even uncountable exotic escapees. During the 5 summers of the Minnesota Breeding Bird Atlas, participants recorded 4 records of bob whites, all exactly where self-sustaining populations working their way here from Wisconsin or Iowa would most likely appear. As the authors of the Breeding Bird Atlas note, without better monitoring, reporting, and research about the origin of these bobwhite quail, there is no way of knowing if they are native or released. I'm glad eBird is doing their best to keep track of them. The domestic chicken, like the ring-necked pheasant and bobwhite, is a gallinaceous bird. Some chickens do escape farms and backyard chicken coops, but they don't live long or breed well in the wild in temperate climates. So these feral birds have never established self-sustaining or naturalized populations in the United States. Or have they? And are they countable anywhere in the States? Tune in next time to find out. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.